Well, entering the fall, it's always interesting to catch up with Van Ackerman from the Cincinnati Arts Association about what's going on at the Aronoff, and he's here to talk about fall into the holiday season. Welcome, Van.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here again, Jim.
The CAA, in addition to being a presenter, booking in shows from other places, also puts together a season of their own. And we have three shows coming up in the next several months that really sort of express the diversity of the CAA's programming mission.
Exactly. And that's really kind of our mission. We like to bring shows to Cincinnati that nobody else is bringing here. And like you said, shows from across the country. These are shows that are out there touring the country and sometimes touring the world. And one of our shows coming this fall is a great example of that. But we'll start with our first show, which is Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood two-man group. You may know these two men from the popular TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? These are two of our top improvisers in the world today. They do a great evening of improv comedy. And, you know, they were here a few years ago, and I have never laughed so hard in my life. They were so, so funny. One thing I love about their show is it's not just them on stage. They actually take ideas from the audience, just like the TV show. And oftentimes, they bring people from the audience up to the stage, which is fun. So you never know what to expect. You could see this show three different nights in a row, and you'd see a totally different show. But they're wonderful fun. They're touring the country and the world right now. In fact, we've had to change their dates a few times because they're off touring the world unexpectedly. And their show, Whose Line Is It Anyway, was actually revived this summer on the CW. So there's a whole new fan base of Whose Line Is It Anyway fans who just love improv. And who doesn't love improv? I mean, it's such a fun night at the theater.
Now, moving from the irreverent to the reverent.
Yes, let's move a little bit 180. Right after them, Colin and Brad are here on November 15th, a Friday night. And then on November 19th, a Tuesday night, we have a group called The Priests. And they are what they sound like. They are three priests from Northern Ireland, and they're huge in the UK and Europe. In fact, they have the fastest selling classical debut album in history. They're now part of the Guinness Book of World Records. And like I said, they're three priests, Fathers Martin O'Hagan and Eugene O'Hagan, who are brothers, and David DeLargy, who's a friend of theirs, and they've been around now for about 6 years. Their story is really interesting. Sony UK, the music label, was looking for a priest to begin sort of a new act. And they'd heard about one of the priests, and he went to audition for them, but he brought two of his friends because they often sing as a trio. One was his brother, and one was the other priest I mentioned, and they went and they sang for Sony. About a week went by, and they did very well. They enjoyed it. And then Sony called them and said, "You are our new act. We're signing you today." Months later, they had an album which became the largest selling classical debut album ever. Like I said, they're huge in Europe. They're just hitting the United States. And they sing religious and secular music. So it's not just a religious evening. You don't have to be Catholic to come and enjoy them. And their music's wonderful. They are beautiful, beautiful tenors. So it's another sort of three tenor group, and they're really remarkable. And it's a great evening for the entire family at the Aronoff Center.
Now, in terms of their vocal performance style, you've mentioned that they sing both religious and secular music. You mentioned they're considered a classical act. So I'm assuming it's more of a classical presentation style, very bel canto.
Yeah, I think that's their base, but they are considered a classical crossover artist in terms of a group, much like Sarah Brightman or Josh Groban. In fact, they sing a Josh Groban song, "You Lift Me Up." And the next song they'll sing would be Ave Maria or Pia Jesu. So they're kind of across the board, I think, an attempt to reach a wider, broader audience. So there really is something for everyone. Like I said, you don't need to be Catholic or even religious to come and enjoy their music. You just need to enjoy good music. And they're wonderfully trained voices. In fact, the O'Hagan brothers have been singing all of their life. They were part of what's been called the Von Trapp family in Northern Ireland. They weren't called the Von Trapps, but they were, as a family, were together. Their mother was a singer, and they would go around to hospitals and places just to lift the spirits of people. And I think that's where they got their early training, were as children. And they've been singing ever since, and they really do have remarkable voices.
And speaking of remarkable voices, probably one of the best-known American vocal ensembles in the past 20 to 30 years, Sweet Honey and the Rock, is making an appearance during the holidays.
Yes, and we're really thrilled about this. We've had Sweet Honey here at the Aronoff Center. This is the third time now, and they've been in the area more than that. But this is the first time they've done their holiday concert, which is called Celebrating the Holy Days. So it's a mixture of a lot of different traditions, a lot of different faith and religious traditions, a lot of different styles of music. It's kind of like celebrating the holidays around the world and around the globe. For those of you who know Sweet Honey in the Rock, it's a group that's steeped in social justice, political activism, in their music, in their lives. The group has been around now for 40 years. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. They've gone through 23 different members. They come and go. But when they're singing, and even when they're not, they're out there actually doing what they're singing about. They're going to political rallies. They're doing workshops for women. Of course, the civil rights movement and the women's movement are very, very important to them. And the local group Muse, our local women's choir, has worked with Sweet Honey a lot and has sung a lot of their music also. So there's kind of a local connection with Sweet Honey. And their style is very eclectic also. They sing everything from gospel to African music to jazz to R&B. So it's a real mixture. And they are an a cappella ensemble of five women. They do have percussion instruments that they often use. And they travel with a sign language interpreter, Shirley Childress, who's been with them for, I think, over 30 years now. And she's a wonderful part of the evenings of music in terms of just watching the beautiful sign language that she does. And I always like the way they look because they always come out in these beautiful African outfits that they wear. And it's a really wonderfully intimate evening with these women through their song and through their stories and what they talk about. It's probably one of the most eclectic audiences you'll ever see at the Aronoff Center, too. They draw from just a wide breadth of people in this community, and they're really popular. And like I said, we're thrilled that they're here doing their holiday show for the first time.
And then Sweet Honey in the Rock, as you said, it's their holiday or Holy Day show.
Holy Day show, exactly.
And that'll perform?
That's here on December 6th. It's a Friday night at the Aronoff Center.
So in addition to the CAA Present series, there are a whole bunch of other things going on, both at the Aronoff and at Music Hall.
Exactly. We do manage both venues. One thing that's coming up very shortly is a Chorus Line, which is being presented by the Cincinnati Music Theater, one of our finest local community theaters. And that show is so popular with everyone. We're really thrilled to see that show because it hasn't been produced here in quite some time. And that'll be here in mid-November. At Music Hall for the holidays, you mentioned the holidays, we have a wonderful show called The Mighty Wurlitzer. Happy Holidays with The Mighty Wurlitzer. And many people may remember that Mighty Wurlitzer organ that was at the Albee Theater a long time ago, then transferred to the Emory Theater. And now it's been totally restored and has a home at the Music Hall Ballroom. And the Society for the Preservation of Music Hall annually does a holiday concert with the organ, which is really spectacular. And this year, it's going to feature Mary Ellen Tanner, which many people love in this region, and a wonderful theater organist. And it should be just a delightful evening at Music Hall. We also have at the Aronoff Center a Straight No Chaser coming up with a holiday program, that wonderful a cappella choir out of Bloomington, Indiana. And we also have Mannheim Steamroller coming in. And that's probably one of the most popular groups for Christmas that there is. So there are a lot of things. And of course, the Nutcracker, the ballet's Nutcracker, we can't forget that. Frisch's the Nutcracker, they just finished a beautiful, beautiful production of Swan Lake at the Aronoff Center. And this is the third season of their new Nutcracker. I'm not sure we can call it new anymore, but it's really spectacular and great for the entire family.
And we should also mention that to get tickets to any of these events, they should be going directly through the Cincinnati Arts Association.
Exactly. We are the official ticket seller for Music Hall and the Aronoff Center for many of the events there. And you can reach us at our website or just come on down to the Aronoff Center or Music Hall and you can purchase tickets at those venues also.
Now, there is a holiday event we haven't mentioned that I'm particularly fond of.
That's right. And what is that, Jim?
That is How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which is a Broadway and Cincinnati series run, and it's a truncated run. It's going to be running basically the week surrounding Thanksgiving.
It's a little bit before. I think it opens Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, and then runs through that weekend. As you said, it is truncated. Some days have three or four shows a day, and I'm glad we saved this till the end because I'm really, really thrilled that's coming in. I think we all love How the Grinch Stole Christmas. We all grew up with that on TV, and it's now been turned into a Broadway musical for the entire family, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I have a feeling you might see the Grinch around town while he's here, and who knows what he'll be doing. But what a great way to spend the Thanksgiving week between your shopping is come on down to the Aronoff Center, bring the entire family and see the Grinch and little Max the dog and all of those people from Whoville in that wonderful show.
Well, it sounds like the Aronoff has a great deal of stuff going on between now and the holidays.
We sure do.
And why don't we get together again after the new year and talk about the
spring season. That sounds great.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Van Ackerman of Cincinnati Arts Association. For more information on the Cincinnati Arts Association and all of the performances being presented at the Aronoff Center and at Music Hall, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.